The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I'm so glad that you could be here with us and tune in and listen to us talk about lawns and gardens and whatever else we're going to talk about today. I'm really excited to have my friend Chris Owings in studio with us, the manager of the Chinchin Store. Chris, how's it going, man?
Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's been a while, I think, since you've been on the show last.
It has
probably
been a few months.
Almost feels like spring.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah. It has been a while.
But Chris is in studio with us, and Chris is very knowledgeable about trees, shrubs, plants, vegetable gardens, all sorts of things. And we're going to talk about a few different things today. We're going to start with some houseplant stuff and maybe talk about some other things. I have an idea, and I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try it. I want to do a little game with everybody listening today. So we'll get to that in a little bit. So stick around. We're going to do a little game and see if people can figure out some Latin names of some trees and shrubs. So, for now, I want to talk about just to kind of throw out. We still have Christmas trees, correct?
Oh yeah, still have lots of Christmas trees.
Lots of trees, and so I got my tree last night. We've been doing a fake tree for the last few years, and Becca wanted to do a real tree this year.
So good for her. I'm proud of her.
Yeah, she changed her ways. Yeah, no, it was always her who wanted the fake tree. But we got a Nordman. This is the first year I got a Nordman.
Nice. I like the Nordmans.
They're a pretty tree. I like the color of them. The shape is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
When I brought it in the house, usually, bring a house in, there's needles, tracking along with you as you bring it in. It didn't drop one needle.
Nice.
As I was coming
really
in the door. I mean, I gave it a pretty good shake as I was walking up to the door with it. But then, as soon as I got in the house, there isn't one needle on the ground. It was amazing.
It is amazing.
I had never had even a noble. Like, I've always gotten nobles, and those hold their needles really well. But even still, there's always some that fall off as you're, moving it around and jostling it. But that Nordman, man, it did not drop one needle anywhere. It was amazing. I was really impressed. They're beautiful trees. I think I like the smell of the noble a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed too. A little more aroma.
Yeah. Now, we got grand firs in this year. Do you still have some of the grands?
I don't think I do, actually.
Oh, really?
I think those are all gone.
Interesting. Yeah, so the grands we hadn't had those for a few years, and we brought them back in this year, which I was really happy about because they were kind of like the pinnacle of like the really nice tree at one point. Like they were the cream of the crop at one point. And then it seems like they kind of went out of favor, but I'm glad to see those back. So I'm going to throw this, let's start the game now. Okay. So if you know the name of this tree, this is a topical one. If you can figure it out, this one, I'm going to start with this one. It's Pseudosuga menziesii. If you know the name, the common name of that tree, that's the Latin name, Pseudosuga menziesii. That's the Latin name. If you can figure out what that is, give us a call and let us know. And if you have questions, we'll answer questions too. But I'd like to see if people can figure that one out. So that's a good one. It's one of my favorite names. I like the trees. It's a tree. I'll give you that. It's a tree, and it's topical. It's this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to see them. when we normally wouldn't. So that's the first one. Call in if you know the answer. Let us know or give it a good guess. So let's talk about houseplants for some. Oh, wait. You know what? I want to go back up real quick. Also, right now going on at some of the stores, not at Chinden, but at some of the other stores, we have Santa Paws going on. Santa Paws is a great event we've been doing. I think this is the 31st year we've done Santa Paws. It's a very long-running event we've been doing. But I think it's we have it at Eagle, State Street, Water Tower, Overland? No, not Overland.
Nampa,
and yep. Fedway, yep. And Fairview. Those stores and all the proceeds for Santa Paws go to the Idaho Humane Society or Pet Haven in Nampa. So the Water Tower and Nampa stores, all the proceeds there go to Pet Haven, which is a great shelter in Nampa that they really just deal with cats. And then the other one, Idaho Humane Society, is in Boise, obviously, and around here. And they deal with dogs and cats. But all the proceeds go to there. It's really fun. Bring your pet in and have a picture taken with Santa Paws, with a dog in a Santa suit, which is a lot of fun. People, you know, I've been at a number of stores that have done it. What's the weirdest animal you've ever had come in?
I've had a snake.
Oh, really?
Somebody got a snake? Yeah, it was probably
really?
A 12-foot python.
Wow.
That was huge.
That's crazy. I heard rumor that there was a horse brought into the old Nampa store once.
Really?
But I think the weirdest one I had was a pig at Eagle. Somebody brought a little pot-bellied pig in.
Yes.
Which was fun. So, all right. We have a phone call from Gene in Eagle. Gene, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Going well. I took a guess on the tree.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Norfolk pine.
Oak. Close. You're close.
Okay.
You're real close. That's not it, though.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Norfolk pine. That's a good guess.
It is a good
it's
guess.
A good guess. It's a tougher one. It's not the toughest one I have today to spell. Pseudosuga menziesii. So if you can figure it out, and it, like I said, it's topical right now. You can drive around to places in the valley. If you were going to get, say, a Christmas tree, you might be able to find this tree there. So, okay. So I want to let's talk about houseplants. This is something that is a lot of people ask about right now. It's kind of a topical thing. A lot of people, you know, want to have something in the house. They want to have spruce up the place. And you know, houseplants are great to have. I mean, I've had houseplants numerous times. I don't think I have any. No, I don't have any right now. Do you have any houseplants at home?
I have a crazy amount of houseplants at home. Yes. The love in my life has made sure that
I have
a room full of houseplants.
Nice. What kind do you have?
Oh, man. Pretty much you name it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's a ton. Philodendrons, the spider plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds.
I've always liked the pothos and the dracaena, the spikes, they call them, I think.
We have a few of the pothos, variegated pothos.
Yeah, yep. Those are always pretty. Really easy to propagate. We're going to talk about those. So we got another call. I'm going to guess we have another guess here at the tree name. Scott in Twin Falls. Scott, you got a guess for us?
Yes. If I remember right, is that Douglas fir?
It is. There we go. We got it. All right. Douglas fir. Yes. Thank you very much. How did you know that? Did you have to look it up or did you know?
No, I didn't look it up.
All right.
I took horticulture at the U of I years ago, and we had to learn all the names. So
yeah, very good. Awesome. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. That's awesome. So, yeah, we got two calls to get that one. Pseudosuga menziesii is the Douglas fir. And actually, I was really surprised. I go camping up north a few times during the winter because I'm crazy. But there's a surprising amount of Douglas firs up there, which I was not aware of. I thought it was mostly pine, but there's a lot of Doug fir up there. I go up to near Loman, and there's actually Doug firs up there, which I, you know, growing up in Portland, Doug firs are just everywhere.
Yeah.
They're giants. They're just huge there. And I was really surprised to realize that there we have a fair amount of Doug firs here in Idaho.
So. Nope, I didn't know that either.
Really interesting. So what's interesting about the name is it's pseudo, like false. Suga, which is the Latin name for hemlock. So it's actually the false hemlock, and menziesii was the guy who named it. So anyway, that was a quick first segment, and I appreciate the calls there on our guests. We'll have another one in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about houseplants here with Chris Owings. This is the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo. And did you know that Santa Paws is the longest-running Christmas event for pets in the Treasure Valley? It's true. Santa Paws was started by the Idaho Humane Society Auxiliary 31 years ago at the Fairview Zamzos. Today, Santa Paws is held at six Zamzo stores on two Saturdays before Christmas. This year's dates are this Saturday, December 9th, and next Saturday, December 16th, from 10 to 5. At Fairview, State, Federal Way, and Eagle, as well as Meridian under the Water Tower and Nampa across from Karcher Mall. It only costs $8, which gets you a digital print of your pet sitting on Santa Paws' lap, plus the opportunity to take your own photos. So bring your pet to Zamzo's this Saturday, December 9th, or the following Saturday, December 16th, from 10 to 5, for an adorable picture of your pet with the original Santa Paws. Oh, and thanks to the volunteers from the Boise Southwest Rotary Club and the Idaho Humane Society. 100% of the proceeds benefit the Idaho Humane Society in Boise and Pet Haven in Nampa.
Chris Walton here with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. We are here live at the corner of Eustick and Eagle Road. We're at Idaho Central Credit Union, and KBOI is collecting new unwrapped toys to be distributed to needy children right here in the Boise area for Christmas. Stop by and contribute. It's a great way to get even more into the Christmas spirit this year. The Marines are here to take your donation of a toy or cash. Please stop by and help out. It's Toys for Tots. We're filling the trailer right now at ICCU at Eagle and Eustick.
People are very particular about which features they want their tech devices to have. With sleep technology at Mattress Firm, you can now get a mattress with the right features for you. Take Melinda here. She loves the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam mattress. She loves the breathable cooling gel of Black Ice technology that gives her plush comfort. At a Mattress Firm, it costs up to $1,000 less than the leading memory foam mattress brand. Or Andrew, who's a Beautyrest Black Hybrid kind of guy. The memory foam paired with motion-isolating coil technology gives him undisturbed comfort and superior support. Isn't that right, Andrew?
I don't want to get off the pony.
And you'll never have to, Andrew. So go ahead. Get particular with your choice of mattress. Technology to power off. Only at Mattress Firm. Products, offers, and prices may vary by state.
Give the gift of good taste. Indulge every person on your list this holiday season with the perfect gift or stocking stuffer. The Chocolate Bar has beautiful gift boxes filled with delicious chocolates and wrapped with elegant silk ribbon, candy cane bark boxes, delicious and comforting hot cocos, and of course, their famous salted caramels, truffles, and hand-painted solid chocolate stilettos. Bring in your holiday cards to send along for a special touch. They mail anywhere or order online. The Chocolate Bar, 805 West Bannock in downtown Boise. For home appliances for the holidays, there's no place like your local Sears outlet on Franklin and Boise next to Cabela's. Now through Wednesday, December 13th, save 35 to 60% on all out-of-carton appliances and 50% off new in-box manufacturer closeout appliances. Long winter snaps have never been better. Take 75% off mattresses and box springs or 60% plus an extra 10% off new Sealy mattresses and box springs. Now through Wednesday at your local Sears outlet on Franklin and Boise next to Cabela's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What does ICCU stand for? For hard work. For the home team. For a rainy day. For bucket lists. For the late night cram sessions. For the dream home. For family. For now and the future. For when everyone else said it couldn't be done. What does ICCU stand for? For Idaho. Idaho Central Credit Union. Looking after your daily balance.
Got vision benefits? They go further at iMart Express. Choose from more than 2,000 frames, including designer, and you can buy today, wear today. Using insurance? Get a free second pair when you do. But hurry, time's ticking and the year's almost up. iMart Express, right glasses, right price, right now.
Fighting the snowflake generation one call at a time. Nate Shellman, live and local on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. It is part two of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Chris Owings, my good friend from the Chinden store. Chris, how's it going, man?
It's going great.
Love getting to hang out with you, so I'm glad you're here. Let's talk about, we were talking about houseplants, and we were doing a little game, so I'm going to give out another name and see if anybody can figure out the name, the common name of this next one. So let's do Liquid Amber Styracifluia. Okay. So that's the Latin name of a tree. These are all going to be trees, I think, because those are the ones I know the most of. So liquid amber, styraciflua. This is a very common tree.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them in a lot of subdivisions. I was driving in to the studio this morning, and I saw a few of them here downtown. What's interesting about this tree is that sometimes the leaves will stay on for a very long time, and they can stay green for a lot longer than a lot of other trees.
Yeah.
So the ones I saw here in downtown still had green leaves on them. So they hadn't frozen and fallen off. So liquid amber styraciflua, if you know the common name, give us a call. So we've been talking about, we're talking a little bit about houseplants, and we've got a fair collection. Chris has a fair collection. I don't have any right now, so I'm too busy for that. Not really. Houseplants are easy. So you guys have a good selection of houseplants in the stores?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, and so typically, I mean, it seemed like when I was in the stores, we typically got them from like Florida and it seemed like California. Where did you, where do you guys get them?
You know, it was a new vendor this year. I'm actually not sure.
Yeah. There's a couple of places, I think, in town that grow them as well. So so let's talk about some of the benefits of having houseplants in the house. Like, what are some of the things that are, you know, nice about it? I mean, obviously, like, you know, you've got some foliage, you've got some nice color around. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what are some of the other things that, like, you think of that are beneficial to have?
I think definitely air quality.
Yeah.
I know years ago I did a whole essay through college on houseplants.
Oh, really?
NASA did a whole bunch of studies.
Is this what, I wonder if this is where I heard this from. I mean, go ahead. I think I know where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. So NASA did a huge study on houseplants and the air quality. And
yeah,
there's some certain ones, especially the spider plant.
Yeah.
Really that sticks out.
Yeah. That must, because I've been saying that for years. So the spider plant's one of the best air purifiers you can have.
Yes.
I must have learned it from you. So,
could have been years ago.
Yeah. So spider plants are the ones that they grow that like a big runner. So you have it up. It's got kind of like sword-like leaves, but they kind of lay flat. They're really soft, and they grow a runner, and it grows a little plant at the bottom of it.
Yes.
And that's why they call it a spider, because it kind of grows out big legs. I think that's why. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But what's nice is they don't need a lot of light. I mean, you can have them, I mean, even in a bathroom. I've got a Dracaena in my office, and it just, I mean, it doesn't get any natural light. It's just the light in my office.
Yeah.
And it does just fine. So so very easy to take care of. They help with air quality, and it's something that's nice to kind of take care of and do and, you know, have around. So let's see. We have Joe in Fruitland with a call. Let's go to Joe. How's it going? How can we help you?
Oh, I was just calling to answer your tree question.
All right. You got it for me?
I do, because we had them all over in southeast Texas. It's an American sweet gum.
You got it. Yeah, sweet nice. Gum. There it is. So did you already knew what it was. Did you study horticulture or?
I was a natural resource major. I used to work for the National Park Service down there doing fuels mitigation. So
awesome.
Lots of them down there in the forest in the tall pine.
Oh, yeah. So that's even weirder to think that there's, I mean, there's always a tree. Trees always have a place where their natural habitat is. But, you know, some of these we don't see. Like, we just, like, a sweet gum I just know is a street tree and a backyard tree. But to actually go to a place where they grow in a forest would be pretty amazing.
It would be, especially in the fall.
Yeah, they're a fantastic shade tree.
Yeah, very good shade tree. They have beautiful colors in the fall.
Yeah.
Very nice tree. Yeah, awesome. Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the other thing that's really neat about the sweet gum is that the leaves are used for perfume. Have you ever done this?
No.
Okay, so if next time you see a sweet gum, and when they come in next spring, grab a few of the leaves and just crush them up and just smell them. They have a really pretty, like, just, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, but they have a really nice little, very faint, perfumey kind of smell. It's not like an overpowering perfume, but a very faint, very nice, pleasant smell about them. I used to, when I was at Chinden, when I was running Chinden, I would have a few of those leaves in my pockets, and whenever I got stressed out, I would just pull them out and sniff. It's a weird thing to do, the sniffing leaves as I'm walking around. So, all right, so that was our tree for this section. So we'll have another one in the next section. If you have any questions or want to talk about houseplants or anything else that might be going on, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So you know, people with houseplants right now, you know, in the house, we get a lot of questions, you know, how much should they be watering? Should they fertilize? You know, what are some of the care things that you should be thinking about?
Yeah, and watering, I think, is a big one, especially a houseplant. They're in a constant temperature, you know, 72 degrees day and night, so they really don't need a ton of water. And
right.
Especially like right now, people are getting Christmas cactuses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one if you kill it, it was too much love.
Yeah. There's it's, I think that is probably the more common problem when it comes to houseplants is too much water. It's always too, I mean, almost every time I've had somebody, like I go to my friend's house and they're like, what's wrong with this houseplant? I was like, well, how much do you water it? Well, every other day. Well, there you go.
Yep.
Stop that.
Definitely.
Like maybe 7 to 10 days is usually what most of them need. They don't need a lot of water because they don't have a lot of sunlight. They're not transpiring a lot. So they're just not moving a lot of water through them.
Right.
So they're not taking a lot of water out of the plant. Also, I mean, along with that, having the right pot, the right size of pot for the plant is very critical. Because I think a lot of people, they see this huge house plant, you know, and then they get a small one and they're like, oh, it's going to be big, so I'll get a big pot. Well, that big pot holds a lot more water than that plant needs. And so it's going to be consistently wet for a long time. It's never going to be able to draw all the water out of there. So you want to start with a pot that's the right size. And I'm not sure. I mean, do you have a rule of thumb for picking out that pot? I mean, what do you kind of go by?
I mean, they're quite happy root bound.
Yeah.
So
most of them are going to be just fine if the roots are bound up a little bit.
Yeah. So I just go an inch or two larger than their existing pot.
I usually like to say if I take the pot that it's in, say I buy a brand new one, I get the pot that it's in, and if I can fit it in with my thumbs between the pot that it's in and the edge of the pot on the inside that I'm transferring into, if I can fit my thumbs in between that, that's about as big as I want to go for the next step.
Rule.
And then that way you're not adding too much volume of soil. So the plant is only, you know, it's only, but the thing is that you will step it up as the plant gets bigger. You're going to need to repot it a number of times, but you're talking about a couple of years in between.
Right.
You don't really need to do that much. So watering is probably one of the most important things that you can think of. Also keeping it consistent. Like, I mean, some plants, I think you move them around too much. They won't do well. You want to find a spot that to put them in and just leave them there.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like a ficus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a ficus, you look at it funny and it drops half of its leaves.
Yep. Especially if you put it near an air vent.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So ficus, one, they want to just be there. I mean, even if you bring it to the house, guaranteed it's going to drop half of its leaves. And then just leave it there. Just don't move it. Don't look at it. don't touch it. Just water it every now and then. And it'll recover just fine and do well. So watering is very critical. Now, how about fertilization? Do you ever fertilize your plants?
Yeah, almost every time she waters, she does do a tablespoon of Thrive
in
with it. So very minimal.
Yeah,
a gallon of Thrive will last you.
A tablespoon to a gallon.
Yep.
And she does that every time. Huh?
Every time.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I mean, that's important to do. I don't think I ever fertilized that much. I mean, there might have been times when I was like trying out a new product or something. I would do it a little more often, but every time with Thrive, I mean, you don't have to do that much.
No, you don't. Well, a tablespoon to a gallon, it barely even changes the color of the water. But
That's true. There's some that you might want to think a little bit differently about if it's a flowering houseplant, if it's something that's going to flower eventually. You might think about doing something, at its transition time, like Christmas cactus. Think about a Christmas cactus you're getting now. It's probably going to be blooming anyway.
Right.
But if you want it to bloom next year, you're going to carry it over through next year, giving it a little bit of a fertilizer as you kind of lead up into that time where it's going to bloom. It could be really helpful to help get more blooms on it. And also keeping it in the dark. We've talked about this a few times. Now, you might actually know the actual time for this. If somebody were to have a Christmas cactus or even poinsettia, and they were to get it through the entire year, how much time do those guys need in the dark before they really will push?
I believe, I'm not 100%, but I believe it's 8 weeks.
Eight weeks for both?
You want about an even 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of complete darkness.
Complete darkness. Yep. So like putting it in the closet or something like that is a good place because then it's just going to not have any light and you won't have to worry about it. All right, we're going to go to a break. Jeffrey, hang on the line. We'll come right back to you as soon as we get done. And we will see you on the next segment here of the Zamzos Garden Show on KBO.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and it's been a tradition for many years that the best-looking and longest-lasting Christmas trees come from Zamzo's. Only this year, there could be a shortage of trees. We're ready with a great selection of both Noble and Nordman firs, and this year, Grand firs while they last. Here's Casey, our Christmas tree grower, to tell you more.
The Nordman fir, they're a European tree, and they're the number one selling tree in Europe. They are a great tree, very hardy, hold their needles well. They're great for people with allergies. The other species we grow is noble fir, and those are kind of considered the Cadillac of the Christmas tree. Nothing holds their needles as well as a noble fir. They have a really nice scent and a dark, kind of bluish tint to them.
Thanks, Casey. Remember, selection and sizes vary from store to store. They do sell fast and may be in short supply this year, so come and get yours now. Because for 85 years, when it comes to the best Christmas trees in the Treasure Valley,
nobody knows like Zamzo's.
What if on this particular time you are tuned in to this radio station and you catch this ad by me on the radio? What if this is the single ad that reaches your heart, that God is reaching to you and speaking to you? What if 20 years from now you look back at this particular moment and you said, that changed my life? Why? Because you heard God calling you through the cross of Jesus. At the cross, God says, I love you. You're most important to me. And I want relationship with you. I'm committed to you and to your best. What if this is the one moment in your life where you genuinely hear the voice of God? I'm Kevin Skidmore, and this is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family.
Ooh, there's a special kind of love.
One of the most dangerous places for an aging parent is the bathroom. A slip can happen at any time, resulting in serious injuries. As more people decide to stay in their current home as they age, more people are remodeling the bathroom. Custom Bath Solutions sells accessible showers and walk-in tubs for a safer alternative. Manufactured right here in the Treasure Valley by Best Bath. For over 45 years, Best Bath has become a recognized leader in North America for accessible showers and tubs. See the 2,000 square foot showroom at Custom Bath Solutions on Franklin Road in Meridian. Owner Jeff Mooney has 20 years of experience in accessible bathing, and he's a certified aging-in-place specialist. So if you or someone you love is planning to stay in the same home in the golden years, let Jeff offer his expertise and a cup of coffee to get started. Custom Bath Solutions, your local accessible bathing experts, 480 East Franklin Road in Meridian.
Shower yourself with comfort, Custom Bath Solutions.
My dad was different. He was a beekeeper, a welder, a bait shop owner, and the most amazing father I could have ever asked for. When he passed away, Summer's Funeral Homes helped me plan a celebration of life that was memorable and different, just like him.
At Summer's, we don't believe in cookie-cutter ceremonies. Call or visit summersfuneral.com to view personalized burial, cremation, and celebration options for your loved one.
Nate Shellman here, alongside Mike from Leisure Mattress. Mike, you guys make the mattresses, you guys sell the mattresses. What kind of savings does that mean for the average customer?
When you buy direct from the factory, you're eliminating the middleman, huge sales commissions, freight, warehousing, and national advertising. And you're working direct with the manufacturer and the specialist.
Get your mattress where I got mine and save yourself hundreds to thousands. 4540 South Federal Way, or find them online at leisuremattress.com.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I'm hanging out with Chris Owings, the manager of our Chinden store, who took time out of his very important day to come hang out with us and talk about, we're talking about houseplants, we're playing a little game, and we got a phone call from Jeffrey in Boise, who's been waiting on the line very patiently. So let's go to Jeffrey. How's it going? How can we help you today?
It's very well. I just had a real quick question. I'm living in Boise. I'm on the city water, so I don't like to have to water things too much if I don't have to, but I started last year keeping bees.
Okay.
And I was kind of curious, what are some of the plants that produce a lot of nectar or whatnot that the bees could benefit from that I don't have to constantly watered.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So we're looking for plants that are kind of drought tolerant but also high producers. So yeah. I would say off the top of my head, I could think honeysuckle would be a good one.
Okay, honeysuckle.
Perovskia, the Russian sage.
Russian sage,
that's a great fall one. Zinnias are another good one for bees.
Oh, zinnias, yeah. Zinnias are a good one. Not often thought of as a drought-tolerant plant, but they do not need a lot of water.
Not a lot of water.
So that's an annual around here, but very easily planted from seed. I was thinking of, I have like the flower in my mind, but I cannot think of the name. Something tongue.
Yeah, Beard's Tongue.
Beard's Tongue.
The Penstemon.
Penstemon, that's it. Yeah, Penstemon would be another good one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some of the, I don't know about these. Geraniums, not the Pelargonium, not the geraniums you get in the baskets. This would be a true geranium.
Perennial.
They're not a huge flower, but they're consistent, right? They have a flower all year. Probably not really known for a lot of nectar, but it's consistent. And they're fragrant, so they would probably do well, I think.
Now, is there anything that you can think of that would be dual purpose? Like I read about tomatoes, because I use tomatoes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I read that they don't actually attract bees whatsoever. Is there anything out there that could be dual purpose that provides like a produce product for me as well as providing nectar for the honeybees?
Hmm.
I mean, definitely fruit trees, just not for very long.
Fruit tree, that would be a good one.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's a bigger investment.
Right.
I'm trying to think of some of the more common vegetable garden plants that would.
Yeah, because I'm in a small, I've got about 3/4 acre, but it's a rental property, so
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you want to do something too established, yeah. Maybe strawberries? Strawberries
would be a good one. Most of your vegetables and herbs, once they're flowering, it means they bolted.
Right, yeah, they're kind of done. So, yeah, it's a good point. I mean, a lot of those specific ones. I'm trying to think of some of the other fruit producers. I mean, eggplant, not really peppers either. I think that's about it. I mean, I can't think of too much else. But that's a great question, Jeffrey. Maybe if other people have questions or answers for that, if you're out there listening and you keep bees and you've got some plants that would be good for Jeffrey, maybe we can take some of those calls as well. But I think that's all I can think of off the top of my head, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
I think,
but that is what I do with the zinnias: plant them around the garden to attract the bees.
Yeah,
and boy, they do love the zinnias.
Yeah. But I like where you're thinking, though, trying to get, as much as you can out of your space. That's always good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say thanks for the information.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. I cut you off. I'm the jerk here. Thanks a lot for the call, Jeffrey. I appreciate it. That's a really good one. So let's go back to, I want to get another name out there because people are rocking it here. So I'm going to go with a tough one, for our Latin name game. Okay. So the next one I want to throw out there is going to be, this is a silly name. This is really a weird one. Okay. So it's Metasequoia glyptostroboides. So weird. I love saying it. I did a paper on this one in college. The only thing I'll give you is that it used to be, that it was thought to be extinct until they find a very secluded spot, I think in China or somewhere in Asia they found them, and now they are a little more common throughout America. They're not a super common tree, but they are around. Metasequoia glyptostroboides. There's a little bit of a hint in that name, if you can think of it. We'll see how that one goes. If you can think of the name, the common name for Metasequoia glyptostroboides, give us a call. Oh, my gosh, there's a call already. Somebody already knows. This will be great. Okay, we'll see how that goes. So let's talk about the houseplants a little bit. So we were talking about fertilizer, repotting. What about lighting? Do you ever do any kind of special lighting or added lighting for your houseplants?
I don't. We try to pick the ones that you don't have to. I mean, definitely there are some out there that.
Yeah, I think if you get the something that needs more light, I mean, you're kind of ruining the appeal to them, right? I mean, houseplants are they're just nice because they don't need that extra care. Mm-hmm. You can just throw them in a corner and they're just there doing their thing. You don't have to think about it a whole lot. So that's kind of. Right. I mean, there are things you can do if you've got certain plants that need extra light. You know, sometimes you can do it with just a regular light bulb that goes into a regular fixture. And, you know, hopefully you don't have to get any big, you know, case with a fluorescent light in it.
Yeah.
Because that's just a hassle.
And it's not super attractive.
No, not at all. Not at all. Have you ever done any of the, gosh, now the name, the beautiful flowers, I'm thinking of the orchids. Have you ever done orchids?
Yeah, I've done quite a few orchids.
Have you? Do you ever get them to rebloom?
Only once.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of how I've been. Like, I've tried them so many times. You know, you buy them and they're really beautiful. And then, you know, it lasts for a while. And then you keep them around and the plants are doing fine. But getting them to bloom is always a real trick. Had to read, you know, like the big important thing is to, like, know which one you got. Because if you just buy one and you don't know the name of it, it's going to be really hard to figure out how to care for it properly. So if you buy one from a store, make sure it's got a tag on it that tells you the name, the variety of that orchid, so that you can look it up and find out what it specifically needs to get going. So, all right. So, and then this is another topic I think you'll be really good at helping us out with, because I get asked about this quite a bit, like from friends and stuff, how to propagate houseplants. And there's a couple of different ways to go about it. So let's put that on hold real quick and go to Jamie in Meridian. Jamie, how's it going? How can we help you today? Oh, Jamie, I pushed the wrong button. Jamie, how's it going?
Great.
What can we help you with today?
So I know the answer to the last question. Was it a Dawn Redwood?
You got it. Dawn Redwood. Man, we got some smart listeners. That is. Yeah. How'd you know that it was a Dawn Redwood?
You know, I went to school over at CWI, so.
Awesome. Dawn Redwoods are one of my, and what's interesting, so they're gorgeous trees. They have a beautiful fall color as they drop. What's amazing about Dawn Redwoods is they're one of the very few deciduous conifers. So they're like a larch. A larch is a conifer tree, so it looks like a pine tree, like an evergreen. It looks like an evergreen, but it loses all of its needles every year. That's a larch. Meta sequoia, or the Dawn Redwood, does the same thing. They're fascinating trees.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. So thanks a lot for the call, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, man, that's amazing. I'm so surprised at how many people have had those answers just right away. It's fantastic. So I thought I was going to stump some people with that one, but hey, who knows? Everybody is smart. All right. So propagating houseplants is one. I get questions about this all the time. And then the ones that always stump me are the ones that are usually taller, like a Dracaena or a dumb cane. People want to propagate those, but because they're taller, you know, and they got a big long stalk, sometimes they're pretty thick. They're tougher to propagate, and I think I might have done one, like a Dracaena, once in college. But really all I did was started it, and then it took so long that I was done with that class, and it was the next semester that actually got to cut it off and do the thing. So I never even got to do the full propagation. But some of them are really easy, like a pothos,
super easy.
A lot of the sedums are very easy, like any of the hen and chicks or any of those things, you know, that you might grow as a houseplant. Really easy, because I mean, really all you need is a leaf that's just, you know, got a clean cut on it, and you can just let it go. But some of those taller ones, did you ever do any of those when you were in school?
I did. I know there's a term for it. I can't think of the term off the top of my head. But
the type of propagation?
That type. I remember we would do a kind of a slit in the trunk.
Yeah.
Put a rooting hormone in that, and then we'd wrap a bag of soil around that.
That's
wound.
What I did, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'd wait for it to root.
Root
into that bag and then cut it off and...
That's the same way I did it. I never got to finish it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. But so let's go through the process. So what I remember was that you would kind of peel away some of the outer cambium. It's not really a bark, but the outer skin of it.
Right.
And then you would, yeah, kind of like, did you use a powdered hormone?
Yep.
Yeah. So yep. You kind of get that powdered hormone around that where that cut is, and then we take like a little bit of peat moss or a coconut core, and we would get it real wet. So that you could kind of mush it around that spot, and then take some plastic and wrap it around there, and then tie off both sides of it. And then every now and then you would go in and just make sure the core was wet a little bit, and then you just waited.
Yeah.
You just waited. So it's a really interesting way to do it. Yeah, it takes a while because that is not like a natural way for plants to really regrow themselves. I had a teacher that would do something similar where she would just take a plant and bend it down to the ground and put a rock on top of it. And let it just sit on the ground like that. So, all right. So we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOY.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo. And now through Sunday, December 17th, Zamzos is putting all of our top quality Zamzos brand wild bird feeds on sale. Get $5 off all 25-pound or larger size bags and $3 off all smaller size bags 20 pounds and under. And there are no limits, so stock up now for the colder weather to come. Choose from our most popular feeds that are all formulated for the birds that frequent the Treasure Valley, like Zamzos No Sprout, Zamzos Bird Lovers and Custom Blends, our Zamzos Dove and Quail and Niger Thistle, and even Zamzos Sunflower Chips and Premium Black Oil Sunflower Seeds. They're all on sale for $5 off all 25-pound or larger size bags and $3 off all smaller size bags 20 pounds and under. But this sale ends Sunday, December 17th and won't be extended. So stock up now and save while you can. Because for 85 years, when it comes to formulating the best wild bird feeds in Idaho,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
I'm Jay Howell with 670 KBOI here at Idaho Central Credit Union at Eagle and Eustis in Meridian for the United States Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign. The Marines want to fill a 53-foot cargo trailer with toys for Treasure Valley kids, and they need your help. So come on out until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow until 5 p.m. Bring a new unwrapped toy to stuff the trailer. That's Idaho Central Credit Union, Eagle and Eustis in Meridian. Jay Howell, 670 KBOI.
People are very particular about which features they want their tech devices to have. With sleep technology at Mattress Firm, you can now get a mattress with the right features for you. Take Melinda here. She loves the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam mattress. She loves the breathable cooling gel of Black Ice technology that gives her plush comfort. At a Mattress Firm, it costs up to $1,000 less than the leading memory foam mattress brand. Or Andrew, who's a Beautyrest Black hybrid kind of guy. The memory foam paired with motion-isolating coil technology gives him undisturbed comfort and superior support. Isn't that right, Andrew?
I don't want to get off the pony.
And you'll never have to, Andrew. So go ahead. Get particular with your choice of mattress. Technology to power off. Only at Mattress Firm. Products, offers, and prices may vary by state.
Gift giving doesn't get any easier than when you shop at Bi-Mart. Save now on great gifts for less. A KitchenAid Tilt Head Stand Mixer is now $189.99. Holiday throws are $4.89 each. Small kitchen appliances from Oster, Mr. Coffee, and Hamilton Beach are $29.99 each. And Brown and Haley Roca is two for $9. Find these savings and more at Bi-Mart.com and on the Flip app. Get ready for your Christmas season for less at Bi-Mart.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and security of the Shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for nearly 70 years, Regents Blue Shield of Idaho will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Regions Blue Shield of Idaho. Live fearless.
For home appliances for the holidays, there's no place like your local Sears outlet on Franklin in Boise next to Cabela's. Now through Wednesday, December 13th, get ready for holiday guests with 30 to 60% off signature design by Ashley Furniture. Grab hot gifts like a Porter Cable 20-volt cordless drill, now 41% off, just $99.99. Big savings on lawn and garden equipment, snow throwers, riding mowers, lawn mowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more. Now through Wednesday at your local Sears outlet on Franklin in Boise next to Cabela's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talking with you for over 15 years, Paul, Jay, and Chris, weekday mornings on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Chris Owings of our Chinden location. We've been selling tons of Christmas trees the last few weeks.
Man, a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of trees. You still got a good selection of them left?
We do.
I was I got mine at Franklin because that's where the corporate office is, so I grabbed one on my way home, and they still had a good selection. Franklin doesn't usually have a ton, but they still had some out there. So it seems like there's looks like we'll have some more to go around. The shortage hasn't hit too bad, it doesn't seem.
No.
It looks like we're going to have enough for people. So hopefully everybody who wanted a tree is getting one. And I haven't noticed a lot of other lots, though. That's one thing.
I haven't either.
Like, I've only seen maybe one or two around. So there's not a lot of them out there. So make sure you get in and get one before it's too late. We're really getting close. It's almost there. Christmas is just a few weeks away. So want to make sure everybody knows real quick, if you're listening and you're in the Boise, Nampa, Meridian, Eagle area, Santa Paws is going on today until 5 o'clock, so you can come in and get your animal picture taken with a dog and a Santa suit, which is a lot of fun. Great benefit that we've been doing for a number of years. All the proceeds go to some of the local shelters, the Idaho Humane Society and Nampa Pet Haven over there. So if you have time, you want to do that, it's a lot of fun. You know, bring your dog in. I think we have vaccination clinic this week as well.
It is.
So busy stuff, lots of stuff going on in the stores, and you can get a Christmas tree. Look at how much stuff you can get done. You can get your dog vaccinated, you can get a picture with Santa, and you can get a Christmas tree all at once. The one-stop shop, everything you need.
There you go.
And we will have another one next week. So if you can't make it this week, there's one more Santa Paws event next Saturday from the same times. You can find more info about that on our Facebook page or at our website under the calendar section. So check those out if you're interested. So we've been doing the Latin name game for today's show. So I got one more. We'll see if we can get another call in. The phone number is 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. And last one here, this is the one Chris picked, so we'll see how we can do. I think this one might be easy. With, like, judging by the how quickly people have come up with the names for these, so we're going to go with this one. This one is Circus canadensis. Circus canadensis is the Latin name. If you know the common name, give us a call at 208-336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI. All right, so we've been talking about all sorts of houseplant stuff. We were talking about propagation, and we talked about the one. We don't know what it's called, but you put the bag on it and let it grow out. It's a weird way to do it, but for some reason it works. Plants are amazing. So let's talk about some of the other propagation ones, like a pothos. Like, what's a really, you know, that's a really easy one. But I mean, what do people look for if they want to propagate something like that?
I mean, I always recommend starting shorter so that, you know, like you said, a leaf and a piece of the stem. And I usually just make a 45-degree angle cut on that, dip it in the rooting hormone, and then I put it in vermiculite.
Yeah. I've even done those right into soil.
Have you? I never have. I always use the vermiculite.
Vermiculite, yeah. I've done those right into soil and never had any issue. And one thing, I mean, with those, what's really interesting is there's that little node that pops up right at that leaf base. You want to make sure you have that because it'll make it a lot easier to get a new one to grow. And then before you know it, I usually would do a couple I'd take a couple of the tips off of them. One, I usually needed to prune it, but I would put two or three in a pot. Just that way it would be fuller right away instead of having just one little strand. I'd do two or three in a pot just so it came out nice full. You can give it away as a gift or something like that. But pothos are really easy. Spider plants, another one. We talked about that earlier. It's a really easy one.
Yep.
It's got that little runner, and it just grows a brand new plant at the bottom of it. Yeah. All you got to do is cut that off and set it on some soil, and it'll come up just like easy.
Yep.
All right. So we've got Kitty in Cascade on line one. Let's go to Kitty. Kitty, how's it going? How can we help you?
It's going cold.
Yes, it is cold. It is cold.
Well, I am not a I'm a plant person, but I don't know anything about plants. But I had a violet that I'd taken the leaf cuttings off of because it was old and going to die. Anyway, I started like eight of them, just with one leaf, in a thing of water.
Yeah.
And I'll be darned if they all didn't make it.
Yeah,
nice.
And so, but now I have these beautiful eight plants, but only one of them is blooming, and they're just loaded with leaves.
Mm-hmm. Are they in different spots, or are they all in the same area?
No, they're in a different. I repotted them. They're all in their own pot.
Yeah,
but they've just expanded into the in the pot to where there's a zillion leaves.
Yeah,
and only one of them is blooming.
Hmm, isn't that interesting? Are they all kind of getting the same amount of sunlight and everything?
Yeah.
Hmm. No, that's weird. Do you use any fertilizer on them?
I do. I have some liquid violet fertilizer.
Okay.
I put in their water every once in a while. But I didn't expect them to get so many leaves.
Yeah, that's probably why they're just kind of growing on. So one thing you might think about, maybe reduce about the bit of fertilizer you've been using. Try does it have a high amount of phosphorus in it? Do you know how to tell that?
I don't have it with me, but it's just the bottle that says violet.
So one thing you might think about is that sometimes those fertilizers, they might have a little too much nitrogen, and for some reason one's blooming more than the other, which is just crazy, but plants are weird. But try to find something with a high middle number. That's the phosphorus, and it helps with blooming.
Okay.
Are
they over-leafed? Too many leaves?
Well, no, I don't think it's not probably overly. I mean, what do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that would affect it at all. I think it nailed it with the fertilizer.
Yeah, it just might
lower the nitrogen, which is the first number, and that second number you want higher.
Yeah. Try to find something higher. So.
I took it off a mother plant of a friend that passed away.
Oh.
She had the original one for years. And so I really didn't think that I could even get it to grow. But, I mean, they're flourishing, just not one of them has.
You've done something right. I think just mess around with that fertilizer a little bit. We are out of time. Kitty, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Christopher, hang on the line. I'll take your call here just as we're finished up. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show with me. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you all next week here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.